This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما اعلموا عباد الله أن أحسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم ما بعد عباد الله My dear brothers and sisters, We've already went through one half of the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fasting, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and accept our ta'a, our ibadah, our worship, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to go through the next half of Ramadan in a better way, Ya Allah. And we ask Allah to make the best of our deed, the completion of this month, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, when we look at the month of Ramadan, we'll find that subhanAllah, transformation happens naturally, organically. If you haven't noticed that in your own personal life, then look around you and see for yourself how Ramadan in itself is a great blessing. I remember growing up as a kid, our teachers or mentors used to tell us about the month of Ramadan, Ramadan madrasa. Ramadan is madrasa, which means Ramadan is just like a school. In school, what do? You learn, you get together, you meet up with friends, you create clubs, you do many, many things, and it's like a learning experience. It's a lifelong experience. Today, as adults, we look back at our schooling system, we look at our school, our time, when we were kids. And we remember many, many things. We remember many, many things. Some of us are so proud of what they accomplished at the time of their schooling. Others are regretful and remorseful. I wish I've done better than that. Ramadan is truly a madrasa. Ramadan is truly a school that we learn from so many things. And in this khutbah, I would like to share with you some of these lessons that we learn from the month of Ramadan. I hope that we feel committed and dedicated to continue with those lessons through the next half of Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala, until the end and beyond Ramadan, bi'idhnillahi azza wa jal. So here are a few things I want to share with you, about 10 points, inshallah ta'ala, of lessons that we learn from this month of Ramadan. Number one, we learn from the month of Ramadan that no matter how busy you are, you can still make time for loved ones, for friends and neighbors to get together over a meal. For the long, long year, we're trying to make an appointment, you know, just to have dinner together. And you're calling these people and these people, everybody's busy. And you're unable even to make it happen. All of a sudden now you make a dinner, you invite, mashallah, 100 people, tabarakallah. And they all find time to come. Where this is coming from? This is the blessing of the month of Ramadan. Because in Ramadan, we change the way of thinking. No matter how busy we are, we make time for it. I want to make time for my brothers. I want to make time for my sister. I want to make time for my parents, for my cousins. I want to make time for my friends and my neighbors. You can make that, and Ramadan is a great opportunity to establish this, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى means assist each other, help each other establish that taqwa. Make sure that you help and assist each other to establish that taqwa. And al-birr, whatever is good in this life, we get together for it, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And what better taqwa and birr and goodness more than the month of Ramadan? So Ramadan is truly teaching us that no matter how busy we are, we can still make time for family and friends, inshallah, azza wa jal. The second thing we learn from the month of Ramadan, we hear about the word taqwa. We heard taqwa all this month of Ramadan, and even before the month of Ramadan. We talked about how the essence of fasting is helping us acquire and accomplish taqwa. Taqwa in the general meaning of it, to create that shield, build that shield that prevents you from crossing the line into committing things that are not appropriate. You have the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your mind and your heart all the time. But how do you accomplish this in Ramadan? Ramadan taught us that subhanAllah, little things, small good deeds, will help you accomplish that taqwa. What does that exactly mean here? You see, when you were fasting, as you were making wudu, a drop of water slipped and went down your throat. You almost choked yourself to get it out. What does that mean? That's taqwa. You worried about your deed to be ruined. You worried about Ramadan not to be accepted. Even though it's just a drop of water, no one is watching you. But you were struggling with it. Why? Because that is a general meaning of taqwa. Ramadan is teaching us those principles in little things, little actions like these. These are actions of taqwa. Put them together by the end of the month of Ramadan, you've seen yourself accomplishing and practicing taqwa regularly. When you were giving charity, when you were talking about people, when you didn't watch something you're not supposed to watch, when you avoided listening to some people talking something haram, whatever. All these are actions of taqwa. Taqwa is not like a big thing, you have it or you don't. It's you build it. And Ramadan is teaching me that, alhamdulillah, to get there, I'm building that taqwa, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And what is so significant? Why is it so important? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Ramadan, la'allakum tattaqoon, so that you might acquire and accomplish taqwa. And why is so important taqwa to accomplish? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, innama yataqabbalu Allahu min al-muttaqeen, Allah only accepts the deeds of the righteous. May Allah make us among them, ya Rabbil Alameen. And help us in this month of Ramadan accomplish this taqwa, ya Rabbil Alameen. My dear brothers and sisters, one of the lessons of Ramadan is enjoying the Quran. Outside of the month of Ramadan, we barely touch the Quran. We barely switch, you know, our phone to listen to the Quran while we're driving around and so on. Barely do that. But all of a sudden, Ramadan, mashallah, day and night. Day and night, you're busy listening to the Quran. Maybe reading Quran. Holding the Mus'haf in your hand, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, more than often. So that's a beautiful thing. And that is giving us the opportunity to accomplish what Allah has been commanding us to do. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ Shouldn't they reflect on the words of the Qur'an? That is a chance and a moment for us to do that. The Prophet ﷺ said that reciting the Qur'an, you'll get reward for every single letter. And he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, قال لا أقول ألف لام ميم حرف. I'm not saying that reciting ألف لام ميم is one single letter. No. He goes, ألف حرف ولام حرف وميم حرف. Each one of them is a single letter. And when you know that this is how much you get for it, alhamdulillah, it's motivation to stay engaged with the Quran. My dear brothers and sisters, among many, many people who found transformation in their lives outside of the month of Ramadan, when you ask them, they say they have a daily connection with the Quran. Daily connection with the Quran. It doesn't matter in what form. It could be listening, could be reading, could be translating, could be memorizing. But they had a daily connection with the Quran. Do not stop that connection after the month of Ramadan. You still have 14 more days, inshallah, towards the end. Strengthen that connection. Build that momentum. So when Ramadan is over, you still, alhamdulillah, have a daily connection with the Quran. May Allah make us some other people of the Quran, ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, we also learned in this month of Ramadan that subhanAllah, when it comes to giving, it becomes natural. No matter how attached we are to our wealth, our money, which seems so easy when we're asked, I give. Easy. Outside of the month of Ramadan, sometimes we struggle with it. All of a sudden we're thinking about all our bills and all our demands and needs and all that stuff. But the month of Ramadan, once you hear someone says, give for this cause, subhanAllah, people give generously. Last night, for those who prayed Taraweeh, Ubaid, they've seen that. We had some sort of a deficient actually in the fund for the expense of Ramadan. We asked the people to raise their hand each to pay $400 or $200. And Tabarak al-Rahman, people raise their hands, mashallah, and no hesitation. Ramadan is that lesson that madrasa teaches when it comes to giving. It can be natural. It can be a second nature to you. You don't think of the cause. As long as, alhamdulillah, for something good, I will give. I'm not going to hesitate about that. So continue give. Continue give. Because showing that rahmah to the needy and the fuqara is those one of those great deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the believers early in Islam, before even went to Medina, in Mecca. Allah demand from them to take care of the poor. So make sure that you always think about these brothers and sisters who need in this society, inshallah ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, of the things that we learn in this month of Ramadan, the sweetness of sleep deprivation sometimes. I know it sounds ironic over here. I mean, what are you talking about? How is that sweet even? You struggle with your sleep. Even though the khutbah right now, half of us probably is falling asleep probably right now. But that bittersweet moment that you're struggling. You're struggling, why? Because Ramadan taught me I can still stay up late. Doing what? Praying. Where? In the masjid. SubhanAllah. What a beautiful thing, Jumaa. What a beautiful thing. That Ramadan is teaching us you can still, even though you're sleep deprivation, but I still enjoy that moment. That struggle is sweet struggle. And I remember those moments at the time when we were students in Medina University. After Fajr, you stay up, you want to stay up all the way until past the sunrise. And you're struggling with that. Half of those moments you're just sleeping, but you're just still struggling to stay awake because you would like to have the reward and the ibadah of staying up all morning until the sunrise. Now you can teach yourself that lesson after the month of Ramadan. I don't have to go back again to my sweet sleep all night. I can still dedicate some of that time for that worship. I can still stay after Fajr up until sunrise, inshallah ta'ala. Doing what? Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being among those dhakir Allah kathira wa dhakirat, those who abundantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us some of them, ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, we learned in the month of Ramadan that the bond that we establish with people beyond the blood ties is almost sacred. When you come here and you volunteer and you establish a volunteering system, alhamdulillah, those people become your brothers and sisters. When you pray next to people frequently and you shake hands with them and you smile in their face, you establish this kind of bond with each other, that bond of brotherhood and sisterhood becomes sacred. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. The believers are but brothers and sisters. It is a very sweet relationship that extends beyond any blood ties that you have with anybody. No matter where you go, where you travel, that bond is available, is always there, alhamdulillah, rabbi amin. Yesterday, Brother Rajaz mentioned an interesting story. That a brother actually came visiting here not too long ago and went to his home state. So as Brother Azaz was visiting there and the man, so he was new, he asked him, where are you from? He goes, from VRIC. He goes, what is that? He goes, Valley Raj Islamic Center. The man hugged him immediately. Just hugged him. Why? Because he loved the community, mashallah, when he visited over here. Even though he didn't know this man. But look at the bond that you establish, because when you come and you meet, and alhamdulillah, in a beautiful ambience such as beautiful Ramadan, it makes you feel like really like one big family. Enjoy that those feelings continuously. Don't stop coming to the masjid. Come meet these people. Volunteer with them. Share a meal with them. Share salah next to them. Do that. You will always establish that beautiful ties of one big family, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah make us among those big families in iman, ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, we learned in the month of Ramadan that forgiving and forgoing people's faults becomes easier. Especially if you have a higher purpose. And that's to maintain my Ramadan, maintain my reward for the month of Ramadan. Why does it have to stop? Remember the day when you were trying to take that parking spot in the masjid and someone cut you off and come in there? And you just said, Astaghfirullah al-Azim, and you just moved on. I didn't want to fight over that spot. Why so? Because Ramadan is a month of forgiving. Ramadan is a month of spirituality. I'm not going to fight over these things. If you can't do this in the month of Ramadan, why can't you do it after the month of Ramadan? Why can't you establish that higher purpose all the time? That I will overlook people's mistakes and faults and errors no matter who they are. Why? Because I believe in the higher purpose, the reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of always nitpicking on what people say and do to me. Make sure that you keep that higher purpose available, because Ramadan is truly that madrasa, that school will teach us to forgive, inshaAllah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, we learn in the month of Ramadan that I can change even my bad habits. As the Prophet says in the hadith, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّرْ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ اللَّهِ فِي حَاجَةٍ فِي أَنْ يَتْرُكَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. If someone is unable to stop talking bad or ill or backbiting and so on, no need for them to quit, you know, drinking and eating. Because Ramadan for them is, they're not benefiting from it. But because we would like to guard our fasting, we stop, we hold our tongues. We hold our actions because I know I shouldn't be saying these things. We can change bad habits and make them the better habits, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ramadan takes us to the next level. Some of us, they thought they could come to the masjid only once every week. Now they're coming almost every night. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Some of us, they never thought they could stay up for Fajr. And now, mashallah, the masjid today for Fajr, tabaraka Rahman, as if it was Jum'ah, Salah. And it's not even the last 10 nights yet. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we have potential to do better than what we're doing today. And if we keep growing every single day, inshallah, I hope that the masjid will still always full in Fajr Salah for every single day after the month of Ramadan. Allahumma ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, and one of the last things, inshallah ta'ala, here is that to understand that one of the things that we realized about Ramadan, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, we finally find home away from home in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We feel comfortable coming to the masjid. A lot of people who never frequent the masjid or don't come to the masjid frequently, every time they come, they feel awkward. They feel that they don't belong, like guests. I don't want any one of you to feel a guest in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is your home. This is your place. And coming frequently to the masjid will hopefully break the ice, will make you feel always comfortable being in this place, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in every masjid, wherever you go. This is your home away from home, my dear brothers and sisters, and Ramadan is teaching us that coming to the masjid gives us that feeling. And why are we coming over here? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, I remember you. So when you always hear salah or know about salah, you remember I need to go to the masjid. Why? Because I need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You remember Allah, Allah will remember you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frequently. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remember them subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُولُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, since now Ramadan, alhamdulillah, halfway through Ramadan, that means we're coming much closer to the last 10 nights of Ramadan. To be specific, it's going to be inshallah this coming week. In 3 days, 3-4 days, then you will start the first 10 nights of Ramadan بإذن الله عز وجل. And the last 10 nights are very special, very, very special. Because Allah subhanahu wa dedicate one single night through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you an entire lifetime of good deeds. As Allah says about Laylatul Qadr, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, the night of power, better than the worship of 1,000 months. That's 84 plus years. Which means you have an entire extension of a lifetime by worshiping one single night. To which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did in the hadith Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, كَانَ إِذَا دَخَلْ عَشْرٍ, when the last 10 begin, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ahya laylahu. He would spend all night awake. Now that is worthy of staying awake for. Those nights are worthy of staying awake for all night. Not the nights when we spend it on video games or playing or watching or anything like that. So he would spend the whole night awake sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ayqadha ahlahu. And he would make sure that his family is also awake. Why? Because he knows the value of these 10 nights. And he would like to share the khair with his family. So he wake them up. وَشَدَّ مِئْزَرَهُ, and he would tighten his belt, which means he puts extra effort, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in terms of his ibadah, and also abandon pleasure in those nights. Why? Because they're too precious to waste. Those moments of the last 10 nights, too precious to waste. So my dear brothers and sisters, make the effort this night, these last 10 nights, inshallah ta'ala, to be present in the masjid. Make sure they dedicate those hours and those moments, inshallah ta'ala, for the khair and the reward, because those 10 nights could be our last 10 nights to attend in this in our lifetime. Could be our last time. Our brother Anwar Tawfiq from Richardson Community, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him, passed away actually in Mecca. What an amazing, amazing, amazing opportunity to be doing there in active ibadah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose you to return back to him. One of the great leaders of the DFW committee over the years, subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for him to end his life in this month of Ramadan while he's there in Mecca. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him, ya Rabbil Alameen, and grant him forgiveness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to live through these last 10 nights of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to be among those who would the Salatul Qadr. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to worship Him in a way that is most pleasing to Him. Allahumma allimna ma anfa'na, wa anfa'na bima allamtana, innaka antal alimul hakeem. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakki anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuhu mawlaha. Ibadallah, inna Allah malaikata yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تم بإحسان ليوم الدين وأقم الصلاة.